I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kiss Country 99.9. Hello, it is TC and Dina B. Year 10 of Tortuga Music Festival. Now, I know most people think Tortuga Music Festival happens because Kenny Chesney, Shania Twain, Eric Church say, oh, I want to come play on the beach. That's not how it happens. How it happens is the two guys sitting next to us right now. We have BOC and Chris Stacy. Chris, I know this was something that meant so much to you 10 years ago to start. Can you just give us, to start this, how it became a real thing?
Yeah, it's cool to be sitting here after 10 years of doing this. And in the early days, it started because I saw this documentary film called The Cove that really moved me about all the condition of our world's oceans. And I kept thinking to myself, what could I do to call some attention to this cause? What could I do to make people more aware of how much trouble our world's oceans are in? And the following day after seeing that film, I was free diving right out offshore here in Fort Lauderdale. I drove right past this site and I thought, I'm gonna make a music festival right there. It'll throw a party, we'll make people aware. I don't know much, but I know a lot of people in the music business, and I know I can get them down there on the beach. So that's how it all started. And Brian was actually one of my first phone calls on it, and he was like, yeah, let's do it. It took us five years to
get there, but
we finally made it happen.
But you know, I remember day one, and as you could probably remember it too, like it was yesterday. And it just must be so amazing when you look out at the crowd and go, "Wow!" Because day one was like a couple of people compared to like this crowd. I mean, what a great way to look back and be like, "That's my baby! Like we created this." How does that feel looking out to the crowd?
It's humbling for me. I thank God every day this guy showed up in my life and helps bring it together, you know, because it just couldn't be done without Live Nation and the skill and the talent, the team that they bring. But it is an emotional thing that to stand there. I just had a minute ago, literally I teared up where Shania was doing her sound check. And of course, my backstory is I was a record label guy for about 20 years. And I represented her for a decade. Mm-hmm. And to be standing on stage, watching her sound check, you know, a decade working with her, a decade building this, and it just all was like hitting me at the same time. It's really special.
It's a cool moment. Now, fast forward. Okay, we get to year 5. BOC, you join. And now this festival has become not just a nationwide event, but as you see on social media all over the place, there's people flying in from all different countries. It is at a different level than ever before. And I think any festival other in the country, I know you do a lot of these, but Tortuga, you have blown this thing up.
Well, look, it all starts with the cause. Mm-hmm. And when we were fortunate enough to get with Chris and his group and really buy into the heartbeat of the festival, which is the Rock the Ocean conservation piece, it lent our skills to kind of change a little bit of the festival. It was operating. And when Chris and I sat down and talked about it, I said, look, if we come in, we need to do a few things for the fans. Mm-hmm. And when we did the things that we did with the cooperation of the city of Fort Lauderdale and all of the different people that we work with, mm-hmm. the trick to it is to make the fan not think, oh my God, it's going to be a drudge up and down the beach. If you remember in the
right.
first few years,
of course,
you're walking in sand.
My calves look great though.
Yeah,
after
your calves look great after it. But I mean, little things like that, and really turning it—not that it wasn't necessarily fan friendly, but it wasn't as fan friendly as it could be.
Correct.
So we kind of unlocked that,
right?
And then we just took our megaphone and put it up a little bit higher,
right?
And started thinking, why can't this be a global festival? Why can't this be a thing that people from Australia are flying here to see, instead of, you know, our artists going to Australia to have a beach festival. So that those type of things, a lot of people from the UK, Ireland, continental Europe, obviously our friends up north in Canada are big supporters. I think we're at 48 states. I think there's clearly something wrong with Rhode Island.
The two? Yeah, we got to fix them.
Well, I think it, the last check, it was like Rhode Island and maybe Hawaii.
Okay.
But if I'm in Hawaii, I'm going, eh.
In Rhode Island, there's 14 people there, so they got it,
I do think a lot of Canadians are down, especially for tonight anyway. I heard a lot of A's out there in the crowd.
And it's funny, too, because Chris having a full circle moment, I was Shania's original promoter on, on her first major tour, and did the and produced the show down in front of the Fountain Blue. What's the name of that park down in Miami?
Fountain Blue Park in Miami.
It's a real technical term for it. And I believe Elton John was on that. And so all that footage that you see of her back in 96, I produced that. So
awesome.
Coming together here in year 10, it just Chesney obviously was the first get that Chris had.
He's the godfather.
Yes.
Chesney and Eric last night. And then we added Shania in the middle to kind of round it out. So the curation of it also goes to the globalization.
Well, and if I could just add, I don't know if everybody caught on to the like the little joke that we have between us, but in year one, the headliners were Eric and Kenny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? It was a two-day festival.
For
so
sure.
What we did was year 10, let's bring them back.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was able to pull all that off. And then we brainstormed on, okay, what's going to just take it to the next level? And he, credit where credit is due, said, what about Shania? We were like high-fiving. Let's think we can get her? And I was like, I don't know if we can get her. I mean, that's a tough ticket these days.
Yeah.
But he pulled it off, and here we are, and it's going to be a big night.
Well, I think it's amazing. It's like every female. I mean, Shania was my first concert ever. So I've been to radio now almost 20 years. But she was my first ever country concert going with my mom. So I've seen her a bunch of times. But seeing her in our neck of the woods on Fort Lauderdale Beach, I'm born and raised here. I can't even tell you. It's like inside, I'm getting that fangirl moment. You know, so I'm like, this is my hometown. This is my beach. This is Shania Twain. This is our baby, too. I mean, we've been here with you since day one.
Day one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, helping you guys out and promoting this. I mean, I can't. I'm proud for you guys. I feel like this is my baby also.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something funny. When I lived down here in 93, 4, 5, did a lot of work with Kiss Country.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And, you know, everything from the Sunrise Musical Theater to producing Chili Cook-Off.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's also kind of a second home for me as well.
Yeah.
And the other thing about this festival, and just to kind of go back a little bit, we're talking about the headliners a lot.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
A festival isn't just the headliners.
Of course not.
There are 40 bands here.
Sure.
And, you know, the next from Nashville stage, who I believe you just talked to Aaron Kinsey a second ago, you know, giving that extra piece of flavor, you know, that has now been in existence. I believe this is the fourth year that we've done it. Instead of just that walk to the sunset stage, putting that next from Nashville stage in there. If you go in there, look at that banner, the banners that are hanging up, like championship banners on who's played that stage before.
It's
so, you know, we're giving people more. Always giving them more. Yeah.
It is a cool moment.
I'm sorry, but you give them a goal because the people that you've had on that stage, you then see them get bumped up to sunset stage. Then you see them bump up to right before the headliner on the main stage. So you've given all of these artists, too, a leg up. And then they build the next year. They're coming to Tortuga on the next stage. So
we're going to have to give Dina B a consulting gig. She's just figured out the whole trick.
Well, there it is. My question is, so it is mostly known as a country music festival, but every year you throw some spaz in there, something like, whoa, this year it's Wiz Khalifa. We've had Pitbull here. We have had Nelly here.
Uh-huh. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop-a-loop. Which one of you two gets to play that game with, all right, who should we bring to spice it up a little bit?
Well, it started, I'll tell you how it went in the early years. It started with me, I love country music. I've worked in country music for years. But I also, when I'm out on my boat, listen to a lot of different things. I'm going to throw some reggae on. I'm going to throw some rock and roll on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw some hip hop on. So I thought to myself, you know, how do we differentiate ourselves as a festival? Let's add some spice.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, how we did it. So in the early years it was, you know, it was Vanilla Ice. Yeah. Or we had a couple years ago.
With the Ninja Turtles.
But the Ninja Turtles and Snoop
Sublime
Dogg.
Sublime with Rome.
You know, these days, he pretty much, you picked Wiz this year. That was a good one.
Okay.
And he crushed it last night. I mean, the fans are going crazy.
He did.
I don't know. It's just it's.
Well, you look at the, if you look up and down the day, again, I try to sit and think about curating the festival from the eyes of the people that walk through the front door.
Yeah.
And to Chris's point, you know, we all listen to pretty much everything, right? So I want people to have that exact reaction, like, what in the world?
Right.
And that also helps us with our reach. People will go, yes, it's a country music festival, and it will always remain a country music festival right. at heart.
Right.
But it's okay, guys. It's right. okay to have Wiz Khalifa. It's okay to have the Wallflowers tonight.
Right.
It's okay to throw a couple of change-ups instead of fastball, fastball, fastball.
It's a big enough beach.
It is. There's enough room for everybody. Last thing before we get you guys out of here, would be remiss if we did not mention your crew this year specifically, because in Fort Lauderdale, we've, as everyone knows now that's listening, it's been a week. And I know you could too would like to do everything, but can't do absolutely everything. So I just want to mention and shout out your crew as well, because I know it starts at the top, but those folks made it all happen, building these stages. I mean, you would have no idea 3 days ago our city was underwater, and you guys and your crew made that happen. So have to give kudos where it is due, not only to you, but your whole team as well.
I'd like to say this. Brian and I had a moment at Gates Open yesterday where we were standing there, and I looked at him and I said, I have no idea how you pulled this off. 23 inches of rain in a day. The whole city's a disaster.
Yeah.
But this team stuck it out. His team, Brian's team, the Live Nation team, stuck it out. And we had a little moment up at the front door. I was like, I got to be honest with you. Thursday, I wasn't sure this was going down. Mm-hmm. And he said, I never had a doubt.
Yeah. Look, the men and women that put this together are a special breed. And it's our staffs, our teams, and then by extension, you know, the people that we hire locally
yeah.
to come, you know, the stagehands and everybody just didn't care. It was, we have a job to do, and we're going to do it, you know, yeah. safely, effectively, all of that stuff, but single-minded determination. And we also know that it's South Florida. It rains.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, the amount of sleep that we've had, not much. and to be honest with you, the two of us are just figureheads. I mean, the people that work for us, the people that make up the team are the true stars.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get to stand here or sit here and talk to you guys on the radio and on the internet. But those people are the ones that do all the work.
Yeah. It was all hands on deck this week for sure. And now the sun is shining. We made it through the worst of it. Like you said, that historic flooding. We're just
ready
to party.
I'm going to knock on everything made out of wood while you say that.
Knock on this.
That's it. Well, we know. And by the way, the gear this year, top notch. Tortuga Music Festival always has the best merch. That is without
a doubt.
You want to
know a little secret?
Sure.
You design it.
We design it, yes. Our team designs it. But if you notice, there's never been an artist's name on a piece of Tortuga merchandise, at least since we started.
Yeah.
No, never, I don't think.
And it's a thing in the artist community. Mm-hmm. And because that, you know, people are going to buy our swag, right?
Right.
If it has the artist name on it, they won't buy the artist swag.
Right.
So it's another little twist to the festival
yep.
where the artists want to come here because we're not taking money out of their pockets. We're mm-hmm. allowing them to do their stuff. But yeah, our merch line, I'll put our merch line up against anybody.
100%. Yeah. We see the people Sick. Holding your radios right now saying they need you all back right now. So go back
can
to run
I say
this
one thing.
Thing
before
of course
we go.
You can, Chris.
You guys have been with us since day one, the partnership with Kiss Country. You guys have been here. It's amazing. We thank you for the support. We've raised millions of dollars for this cause, and we've had a whole lot of fun. And you guys have been with us
Amen.
Every step of the way.
Cheers
so
to 100
you.
More years of Tortuga Music Festival.
Here, here.
Thank you, guys.
Send me a note. Tell me how that goes.
Yeah, me too. I plan on retiring soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.